You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, on the phone line to take up the cash crane market. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Any charitable contributions or movement at all of grain in your area today?
Very quiet today. I mean, big sell-off. Even when we had some pops earlier in the week, it was relatively quiet because we were seeing numbers that we've seen before, at least on corn. Beans, you know, we've made a run up, had some updates on that, but still not getting to people's targets, so we're not seeing a whole lot of cash movement.
What's the target for corn, or for beans?
For beans, more.
More?
More.
just more, maybe a lot more.
Potentially a lot more. So, and it's really interesting. When you don't usually see corn and soybeans divorcing themselves from each other the way we've done on several days this week, but fundamentally, there's reason behind it, too. I mean, we keep kicking sales out the door. China seems to be insatiable on soybeans and corn. We just have a hard time getting any export sales on the books.
Does it tell you that eventually corn will actually have to just drop?
The big question, I think, is are we in a market where we're going to use up all the competing supplies and they have to come back to the U.S.? My concern is there's not enough time for that, and that we're using other alternative small grains, feed grains, corn, and that we're rationing demand just by our customers not having as much money because of economic uncertainty and not buying ahead, that type of thing, and that maybe we're rationing demand through non-price means.
Well, to go back through that, so they just don't have the money to produce?
Yeah, if you just don't have the money to buy and or to buy out ahead, if your banker says, hey, buy hand to mouth, don't buy out forward, that limits how much you put on the books and how much rally. It tends to let us skate through a little bit better on scarcity. Nobody's building up a pad on their inventory.
All right, so we have the grain around. But eventually, that'll come to roost, and we should see a substantial drop in the marketplace. Is that right?
If we have next year, once again, we're going to get right back to the traditional what's the weather going to be next year and push it right back to weather like it always happens in agriculture. So if you have the weather next year, the carryout we have will be plenty sufficient, and we won't have to go nuts on it.
And your bids for the day.
So, Kink, we are at 744 on nearby corn and 1475 on the new crop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Bostard. He's with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. My thanks in advance, by the way, to Dave Dickey, who will be hosting the programs all week next week here at the radio station while I'm on the road with the Illinois Farm Economic Summits and the Farm Doc Daily team. I hope to see you there, but in the mean space, thanks to Dave and all the extra work that he's going to do on our behalf next week.